This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Must win tonight for the Boston Celtics, and you can talk about that with Jones and Keefe when they get in here at 10, and you can listen to that talk on the radio, or you can stream it at WEEI.com, or you can tune in and watch Jones and Keefe. They watch this show, watch the WEEI afternoon show on YouTube or on Twitch, and this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers, and go see them in Portsmouth, tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, if you're in the market for a diamond, because not only will they sell you one, but very importantly, they will teach you about diamonds. We are one more day here in Bermuda. It's been an unbelievable week, great weather, and a lot of fun. We are back in the city for Monday's show, and then Tuesday it is the match at Granite Links at noon, and Thursday we head to the Cape for roadshow number 2 of this 4th roadshow season, and we will see you all at the Trading Post on Thursday night for pregame next week, and then Friday at the Lobster Trap for what should be a great start to the long Memorial Day weekend. So
full-blown roadshow season now. We had our first in Springfield, which was awesome, and then we took a little bit of a hiatus for 2 weeks, and now we're full steam ahead.
We're on tour. We go straight through the early part of July and wrap it all up on Lake Winnie at the Dive.
The best part of the year, because you're getting ready for the summer. The end, like, September's beautiful, but you're just dreading the, you know, the end of it. Now it's like, it's going to, from here on out, 8 o'clock sunsets, beautiful days, get to meet the listeners, go to a new city every week. It should be fun.
Yeah, and you said 80 today, Curtis,
yeah,
right?
It's going to be, I heard some bad news about the summer that I don't want to reveal right now. But
oh, no.
What, is it going to be rainy all summer?
Kind of a cool, rainy summer, according to some prognostications.
Stop.
That blows.
That stinks.
Where'd you get that, Farmer's Almanac?
No, I actually read it on a fortune cookie, so I don't know.
All right, let's, if we could, get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they would like to honor those who built this city. The construction workers, the drivers, the heavy equipment operators, the true heroes who built this beautiful city. Please nominate your hero when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com, and they could win some incredible prizes. All right, Jackson, where would you like to start this morning with They Said It?
Well, the PGA Championship is going on right now, and
There was a situation on the 16th hole yesterday with some muddy balls, and Scotty Scheffler had, had some strong opinions.
Curtis, clip that. What
happened?
Sorry.
Yeah, I will clip muddy balls.
What was the situation?
Scotty Scheffler.
What was the situation with? You just said it.
I'm sorry?
You said what the situation was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so here's Scotty Scheffler talking about it.
What was the problem?
He had mud on his balls. Muddy balls.
All right, thank you.
You were trying to get it clean. I got it. Okay. Sorry. I'm a little slow here. Okay, here's us, Scotty.
But Marty just asked me about that, actually, and I kept the honor with making a double on a hole, and I think that'll probably be the first and last time I do that in my career, unless we get some kind of crazy weather conditions. But, you know, like I said, it's one of those deals where it's frustrating to hit the ball in the middle of the fairway and get mud on it and just have no idea where it's going to go. And, you know, I understand it's part of the game, but there's nothing more frustrating for a player. I mean, you spend your whole life trying to learn how to control a golf ball, and due to a rules decision, all of a sudden you now have absolutely no control over where that golf ball goes. But, you know, I don't make the rules. I just got to deal with the consequences of those rules. And, you know, I did a good job of battling back today and not letting a bad break like that, which cost me a couple shots, kind of get to me. And did a good job battling after that and posting a decent score.
I was arguing for lift clean in place, Wiggy. Right. Are you familiar with lift clean in place?
No, because I thought you could just clean your balls you wanted to.
No. You got to have the lift clean in place rule, meaning that you can do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That. And,
okay.
When it comes to the majors, I believe... you are not allowed to. I think he accepts it.
Mm-hmm.
Went on to say that he accepted it if it's at the British Open or somewhere where you know what the course is like. But here in America, he believes that he is being penalized because of the mud on the balls.
Why do they have that rule in place? Like, if everybody can do it, why isn't it that if your ball is dirty?
Well, that's the real way to play golf, is that's what they're thinking, is they don't want guys like lifting, cleaning, and then repositioning said ball. If ball ends up in a with a lie that is not favoring the golfer, they want the golfer to play it and the skill to overcome it. So
yeah, but don't they let you use a golf club length if the ball is in a certain area?
No, this is not a scramble.
Oh, okay.
At a tournament.
Can we have Wiggy do play-by-play of the match?
Right. Yeah.
He knows nothing about golf,
right,
and refuses to learn anything about it. Refuses.
How many days are the tournaments, Wiggs?
Isn't it usually Thursday through Sunday?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I know that.
All right. Not bad. All right. What's next, Jackson?
All right, shifting over to football, Schefter talked about the Patriots, and he thinks that they are better than people are thinking.
I'm going to make a prediction to you right now. The Patriots are going to win more games this year than people realize. They're going to be a better team this year than people realize. Had a strong draft, loaded up, and Mike Vrabel, he knows how to get his team ready and compete, and that's why they made the move, and I believe the Patriots will be one of the surprise teams this year.
All right.
Mm.
Can you get me a deal on a hotel too, Schefter? Thanks for that, Captain Obvious. Don't we all have them above Don't we all have them at like 10 wins?
He's such a dink.
I don't know what. Is he saying, when he says better than expected, you're right. Of course, but is he saying better than 10 wins?
No.
Is he saying you're automatically a wild card team? You're automatically a playoff team?
Well, what does Vegas have them at?
8.5.
Okay, so then he's saying over 8.5.
Right, but we all have them at like 9, 10 wins. Vegas even thinks that they're going to potentially be close to being a playoff team. So he's not saying anything that shot. If he would have said this last year, then maybe we'd be like, oh, okay. But they have the third easiest schedule in the NFL. We know that. We obviously know that they added an offensive lineman to protect Drake May. We know Drake May. We know the new coaching staff, Josh McDaniels, his track record. So I think our expectations, I would say the majority of people would be predicting the Patriots would win 9 games.
Wiggy is so right. If Schefter had said, I'm going to go against the crowd, he would say they're going to win 4 to 6 games.
Right.
That would be the uncommon opinion. And so, like, we should do that. We should say things in a really serious voice to make it seem like what we're stating has some level of importance to it or is somehow new. But it's not. Like, everybody, literally, social media the last 24 hours has been Patriots favored in 11 games this year. They were favored in 1 last year. They're going to win 10 games. That's been the overarching opinion.
Does it surprise you that the Sharps have it at 8.5, Curtis, and it's not higher?
No, because that's more than doubling. So in order to get the over, you have to more than double your win total the last 2 years. So,
and I think that's a good number because I think most people would probably take the over, right? 8.5, most people. And then if you go over 8.5, 9 games, there's a really good chance, and, you know, just depending, but 9 gets you potentially a wild card spot or at least gets you in there a legitimate fighting chance. And if you get 10, then you should be a wild card team.
All right, what's next, Jackson?
Well, speaking of which, our guy Hart has a very different opinion.
Right now, I feel out of place in Patriot Nation because that schedule came out last night and everybody is optimistic. And suddenly I've realized that, and I don't know when exactly this happened, that a 4-win football team, a team that fired its coach and changed so many players on the roster this offseason, Ted Johnson keeps a list how many games and years of experience have been sent packing.
Yep. Over 50 now.
Somehow that team is now the most overrated team in the National Football League.
I wouldn't agree. Would you?
No, I wouldn't agree with that. I don't really
most
understand.
Most overrated?
So what? He said, what did he say? They sent guys with 50
years? I guess Ted Johnson is saying that the guys that are gone
had
over 50 years of experience, okay. So they have a lack
from last year's team?
The players they've had combined, so earmuffs, Courtney, the long snapper, and Jacoby Brissett have 10 years each. So that's 20 years gone. Who cares?
Wiggy didn't get that it was combined. He thought Ted Johnson was talking about Gino Cappelletti.
No. I knew it was combined, but
you were just surprised to hear that number.
Yeah,
but when you break it down, it's.
But I'm with Curtis. So you're valuing Jacoby Brissett and Cardona.
He's valuing the leadership of a locker room, like the veteran of a locker room.
The best thing that Vrabel did was get rid of leaders that had 4 wins in back-to-back years. Right. They aren't leading you in the right direction. What are we talking about?
And listen, we all love Ted, but I couldn't even tell you who our long snapper was. I mean, it was Lonnie Paxton. I mean, Lonnie, listen, great guy, but it wasn't like we were listening to what Lonnie was telling us to do. Like, Lonnie wasn't like...
He wasn't a big leader in the locker room?
No, he was a long snap. He's like kind of over there with the, you know...
And
the
I know
pickers.
I'm a Joe Cardona homer, I guess, but with his Navy background, the Crafts definitely utilized him as a guy that they put out over and over again as like, he's a leader of this locker room. It seemed like he brought the guys along to whether it was Mike Vrabel's introductory press conference or whatever. You can sigh, Curtis.
The Patriots used him because he's a great person, not not because he's a great player.
Well, I'm saying a great leader. See,
but leader where? The locker room?
Whether it was in the locker room
or in the community. I get a community. All right, so there's plenty of guys that have been great guys in the community, but leader in the locker room.
Wiggy's saying can never be a long snapper.
No, ain't nobody listening.
He's a kicker.
Yeah, or even a
snapper. And a kicker can't be either.
Yeah, even a backup quarterback is not a, like, you know, I don't care.
Was Adam Vinatieri a leader?
No, because Adam did his thing. Adam was a great player that when we asked the team asked him to do something spectacular, that's what he did. But when it came to we needed a pick-me-up in the locker room or guys look like they weren't into it or guys were being lazy in practice or whatever it is.
Who did you go to when you needed a snow angel?
He makes a great snow angel. I'll give Lonnie that. But Lonnie wasn't like, you know, rallying up the defense and saying, hey, fellas, let's, you know, it just.
Who was the Eagles' long snapper? We should sign him.
Cardona ended up in Miami. He'll be fine.
But so I would disagree when you start to say you lost that because you lost the backup in a long snap. David Andrews, okay, I can agree with you on David Andrews.
Yeah, I'm just giving I don't agree with what Ted Johnson and Fitzy are saying. I'm just saying that's what I was trying to make it clear to you, that it was more of a leader.
So I wonder what Andy Hart thinks then. So does he think that this team is only a 6-win team or 7-win team?
Yeah, he has to, right? If he's against – but, like, I don't know. Why would – sitting here today – the Patriots quarterback should be better than last year because it's his second year, correct?
Yes.
The offensive... Your head coach is your head. You can argue about the head coach, but he's certainly better than Gerard Mayo.
Yes.
The offensive line, better, can't be worse. The defense, which was meh, but the strength of the team, got
upgraded offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Much better coordinator on offense. You have Steph Diggs as your receiver. You still have Hunter Henry.
You got better everywhere. Like, everywhere on this football team,
better.
You got better. So, I just, like, I don't get – and then you add the schedule in, and then the schedule comes out, and you go, okay, they got the third easiest schedule in the NFL. Your coaching staff is better. Your quarterback should be better. Your team is better. There, I don't see how you can't look and go, okay, this team – based on what we're seeing, and I get it, it's early on paper, but when they get into games at the late games that they lost last year, I think those are games that they now win, so which automatically makes you a better football team.
All right, well, that is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Coming up, we'll get to Courtney and to today's news. That includes Florida, not like the rest of us, and why some guys apparently are complaining about the unexpected happy ending in Florida. So we'll get to that.
And for later in the show, we just got it finished, wrapped up. Bill Belichick wrapped up his interview with Michael Strahan. We'll get the audio for that later on.
Let's do that at 8:20 this morning, Curtis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.